Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're basically where the lines start to get wider, the last thin line. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Idi. Says Rav Yehuda Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, okay. Right. Esa Masa Ois, there were 10 journeys. Nasa Shechina, that the Shechina took. Mikroi. We learn this from Pesukim. Okay, so just brief introduction over here, let me do the next thing. Oh, connect. I'm gonna go back. Connectan, and corresponding to them, goes to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went and had exiles, Migamara, 10 exiles. So like this.
What's Migamara?
Migamara means from Passover from Rebbe to Talmud. Let me just say. So we've been talking about in our Mishnah over here the tikkunos that Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai did, right? And it mentioned that one of them, we made a tikkun in Yavna, right? So the Sanhedrin moved after the destruction from Yerushalayim to Yavna. So as soon as we mentioned that, we're gonna talk about that over here, because one of one of the exiles that Sanhedrin had was to Yavna. So we're going off point over here, and that's why we're doing it. And basically like this. So the terminology is like this. The journeys of the Shechina, meaning the journeys like it's going out, it's going away from us. Rashi explains that as we were sinning, basically, the Shechina distances from us, like gradually. It was going away, right? In order to why is it gradual? So we could do tshuva. Yeah, so it was going slowly away. So, right, okay. So there was 10 stops, and also the Sanhedrin also moved around, went into Golas as a kapara as in ten Golases. So it's okay. So let's just read that again. Okay. The Shechina is in the first base of Mikdash. Okay, because once the first base of Mikdash was gone, the Shechina never came back. In the second base of Mikdash, we had Baskol. We didn't have Shechina. It was a lower level of connection to Hashem. The journeys of the Shechina is talking about the first base of Mikdash, and the Golos of the Sanhedrin is talking about the second base of Mikdash. Okay. So we'll start again. Omer Rav Yehuda, we're on the last small line of Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esa Masa'os. There were 10 journeys. Nasa journeyed the Shechina, Mikroi, which we're going to learn from Pesukim, which we are going to bring. And the connected, correspondingly to that, goes also, they went into exile, the Sanhedrin, in the second base of Mikdash, Migamara, from a transmission from a rabbi to rabbi, which we, tradition, thank you. So now, going back to the first point. So, Esa Masa Ois, there were 10 journeys, Nasa Shechina, Mikroi. Okay, now it's going to list them. So, Mikapores, they went from the Kippuris. The Kippuris, that's where Hashem resided in the Hakodesh Kadoshim, on the Aaron above the Kippuris, underneath the two Kruvim over there. That's where the Shechina was. And he went to Lukruv. Okay, so Rashi, if you look at Rashi over here, Lukruv over here, it doesn't say the Kruvim, it says Lukruv, yeah? So Rashi says, he's talking about when Shlomo Melech made the Beit HaMikdash, he actually added new Kruvim, these huge big Kruvim that he put one to the left and one to the right, of the Aaron Kodesh, and they were actually big. They were like 10 amos high. They was as tall as the Mishkan, the original Mishkan. They managed this huge Kruvim over there. So he went to one of them. Okay. And then Mikruv Lakruv, and they went from one Kruv to the other Kruv. Now the Bach takes this out, one Kruv to the other Kruv. There's a question over here if you count this. Did it go like what to one Kruv and then it went to the next thing, or it went to one Kruv to the other Kruv? So that's a question now you want to count over here. But we're just going to read it. Yeah. So my counting personally, every time it says Lamed, I counted one. Right. So like this. So let's lose. Mikaporis the Kruv is journey one. Okay. And then Mikruv the Kruv, we do one Kruv to the other Kruv is journey two. Okay. And Mikruv Lemithan. So Kruv is from the Mithan means basically to the doorstep. It's, I suppose it's by there, by the doorstep of the Heichol, or the doorstep maybe of the Ulam. That's like basically the chambers over there. Yeah, a Mithan the Chotzer. And then when he went from the Mithan to the Chotzer, I think Rashi says went to the chotzer. There's a bit of chotzer of the azara in between the basically like the heichal and the ulam and the mizbeach. There's a little 22 amos over there of chotzer. Then it went to the mizbeach over here. Went to the mizbeach chitzon. We're talking about according to Rashi here. That's the outer altar. Yeah, I mean mizbeach legag, and he went from the mizbeach legag to the roof. Okay, there's also a grar over here. Kind of changed the order a bit. We're not doing that. So legag is number six. I've got in my counting. This is a six lamed from yeah. Migag lechoyim. Went from the gag. It went to the choyim to the roof. I don't know which edge made the roof of the hekel. I'm not sure. And then it went from the choyma of the. I suppose it's the choyma that. Yeah, the choyma should be the choyma of the Beis Hamikdash, the sign of the Beis Hamikdash. And then it went from the choyma to Yerushalayim. Omeir lahar. This is number nine. Har Rashi says means har azaysim. Omehar lemidbar, and then it went from har lemidbar, and that was the last stop. If you go to the club, this is number 10. Right, and then a mibidbar. Also, and then in the midbar, it went and it went back to its original place. So, if you're not Goris Krov Lakrov, this will be the 10th. And if you are Goris Krov Lakrov, we just don't count this one. So, Shneimar, now we're going to prove this is when Hashem is going back to his place. This is the end of the story. Eilech, I will go, Ashuva El Mekoimi. I will go back to my place, back to the Shemayim. Okay, now we're going to go back to the beginning of the list. And bring Pesukim for them. So Mikapores Lekrov. This was the first journey. Mikapores Lekrov. And also Mikrov Lekrov. Also Mikrov Lekrov if you go as that. That's journey two. And Mikrov Lemiftan. From the Krov Lemiftan, that was journey three. How do we see that, Dixi? You've got a Pesuk. What? Well, that's important. Well, I think we're going to have a couple of Pesukim. It says, you just group them together. It says, Menoaditi Lekhoshom. And I will basically be, I'll be known to you there. That's the meeting. We'll be a meeting with Dibarti Itcha, Mialik Poris. And I will speak to you, Alok Poris. So that's home. That's Shem's home in this world. Mialik Poris. Okay? Uchasiv, Vyirkov Alokrov, Vyotiv. And he went to the Krov, the one Krov. So the Yav is explained. He Rashi takes this Gerser out, by the way. This, Vyirkov Alokrov, Vyotiv. Rashi doesn't like this Pasuk. Because it's like talking about historically, it's more speaking about the midbar. But the Yavitz explains why this possibly is okay because we're talking about one Krov, it's talking about the journeying. Anyway, so it went onto the Krov, the Yotif, and the Krov, just wait, the Miftan, and then it went from the Krov to the Miftan, Dichsiv, the Nu, no, just wait. I jumped, yeah. Uchsi, thank you. Uchvoid Elokei Yisrael. Yeah. Na'la mi'ala Krov. Right? It went from the Krov. I suppose this is the second Krov, if you go right, or the first Krov. Asher Hayolov. Okay. El Miftan Abayis to the doorstep of the house. End of Pasuk. Fine. So we've done the first three. Okay. Miftan L'chotza. Now it goes from Miftan L'chotza is number four. Dichsi. V'imole Abayis Es Anon. Right? It was full of the smoke. V'chotza. Mola es noiga kavod Hashem. Then the chotzer was full of the brilliance of the honor of God. Right? So we see over there it's by the chotzer now, the kavod of Hashem. Now, that was in the pasuk. Number five. Omichotzer l'mizbeach. It went from the chotzer to the mizbeach, the chsiv. But, ra'isi es Hashem. I saw Hashem. Nitzavah l'mizbeach. Standing upon the mizbeach. That Hashem is in the mizbeach now, in the pasuk. Now, number six. Omizbeach l'gag. It went from Mizbech to the Gag. Yeah, because it says, Tov l'sheves al pinas Gag. It's good to sit, to dwell on the corner of the roof. Okay, and the Pasuk. Number seven, Migag l'choyim. It went from the Gag to the Choyim to the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Dichsi v'hinei Hashem nitzav al choymas onach. Hashem is sitting on the choymas of onach. So onach, in the back of these blue Gemaras, it explains the Pesukim, right? And they have a long explanation with Anok. Anok is one of those, you know, those builders things, the builders land, they have this like a weight, a piece of lead. Huh? A plumb. Basically, it's a string that you have and you weight it at the bottom so you can basically see things are, straight and vertical, right? You know, it's like it's a spirit level down. Kind of thing. and So that's a chaimus onach. Okay, it's a very straight wall. But we see over there was on the chaima. On the chaima le'ia, and he goes from the chaima to the Yerushalayim to chsiv kol Hashem lo'ia yikros. So the voice of Hashem is by the ear and the pasuk. On the ear heart number journey number 9. Yeah, it says the chsiv v'ya'al kvoid Hashem me'al toicha ear. He went from the toich of the ear v'ya'omad al har, and he went to stand on the har. Asher Mikedem Le'ir, which was to the east of the city. Okay, so you see that he's Al-Ahar now. Okay, number 10, Omihar Lamidbar. And number 10, he's like, well, really, number 10. It's very, very depressing. It's right, it's just, Omihar Lamidbar, Dichsiv, yeah, Toiv Shevas Be'eretz Midbar. It's good to sit in the Midbar. And then it says, finish off, and this was the end of the story, Midbar also, and from the midbar it went, Vyoshna and Koyma went to sit in its place, to see, Eilecha Shuvah El Mokoymi. It's, I will go and I will go back to my place, the Koyma. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Chadoshim Nis Akva Shechina. There were 6 months that the Shechina was like tarrying. It was a Misakev, the Shechina Yisrael the midbar was waiting for them, right? Shema Yachsu B'tshuva, perhaps they would do tshuva. Kivan Shalom Chazro, since they didn't chazru, Omar, it says tipach atzman. Let them be distressed. They can, if they, that's their choice. And tipach is to be distressed or to be sorrowful or to be downtrodden. Yeah. Shneema. So we approve for this. Einei rishaim, the eyes of the evil. Tichlena.
Tichlena. Ani lilmod. Lech bachutz, ken.
Tichlena. The eyes of Hashem or Tichlena. Moshe Chaim. Steigen, can you just mute yourself though? Till after. Okay, the Ein Rishayim Tichlena, the eyes of the Rishayim are gonna basically, it's failed. Tichlena means failed hope. Kilyon Einayim basically means failed hope, basically. They're gonna hope for something and they're not gonna get it. Yeah, a monos over minhom, and monos means refuge, like loshen, like lanus, is over is lost, minhom, minhem means from them over here, straight, right? The tik basom and their hope is mapach nofesh. Here's the mapach nofesh, is basically, agonizing, right? Or whatever you want to, distressful or sorrowful. Okay.
Where's the amma?
Hashem.
Hashem.
Yep. Okay. Now, Ukunegdom Gols of Sanhedrin. Corresponding to that, those 10 journeys, there was 10 exiles with the Sanhedrin. Gemara from a transmission. Is that what we said? Milishkas, a God, so fine. So, where are they supposed to be, the Sanhedrin? In the Lishkas of Gozis. So they went from the Lishkas of Gozis, that's where they judged. Yeah, that was in the base of Mikdash. They went to the Chanus. So Chanus over here, some places say it's a place, but Rashi explains over here that it's where they went to Horabias and it's kind of like camped out over there. Loshen, they were basically in a makeshift Sanhedrin outside in Horabias. And the reason they did that is because there was a lot of murdering at that time. And the rule is that if Sanhedrin isn't in its place, they can't din nefoshos and they can't basically do capital punishment. Mechanus, then they went from Chanus to Yerushalayim. So this is, this is number 2 now, yeah? First they went to Chanus, now they went to Yerushalayim. So we're up to number 2. And then, Yerushalayim Liyavna. Right? This is why this is here. Ooh, yeah, Yerushalayim Liyavna. Okay. And Yavna Liusha.
This is
the
Usha,
it was one of the Gimei Tanis. Oh.
The
fire, the Roshadish. Was it? I don't know, I can't remember. Okay, fine. Okay, good. Okay, Usha, okay. Good. So, okay, Miyavna Usha is number 4. And Miyusha Liyavna, so now he went back. Went back to Liyavna. And Miyavna Usha, and he went back again, right? So some people are not going to count this. We're going to have a different opinion that says only 6. So these are the ones that are going to get it, right? Because it went from, like, you know, from Yavna to Usha, then Usha to Yavna. So you're not going to count that. Okay. And we Usha le Shafrom. From Usha they went to Shafrom. And we Shafrom le Beisharim. And then from Shafrom they went to Beisharim. And we Beisharim le Tzipori. And from Beisharim they went to Tzipori. And we Tzipori le Tavaria. From Tzipori they went to Tavaria. Right, and that's the last stop. That was number 10. The Tavaria Amukum Ikulon, and Tavaria was the lowest of them all. And the Yavit says that actually it's very low down. Most of the place, well, he says the other places are actually on mountains. And Tavaria was actually physically lower. Shinem Vashafolta Me'eretz, you will be right thrown down to the ground to the Tavaria, and then you'll speak from there. Okay? Now, so that was 10. Now, Rabbi Elazar in there, he says there's actually Sheish Golos of the Sanhedrin. Shneimar. Or in other words, so they speak out. So it's hard to say. I don't know. Good, you'll see. He's going to bring it from apostle, but they're not arguing Matthias over there. Everyone agrees on the historical facts over here. He just doesn't count them all. So I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know if he holds it. So I don't know if it's disagreements corresponding. I don't know. Good point. Okay, Shneimar. So which ones does he cut out? Yeah, the ones he cuts out is like this. There's a Mephorish in the back. I forgot his name right now. He said that basically, because Yerushalayim, when it went from the base of Mikdash to the Chanos to Yerushalayim, since it's all Yerushalayim, that's just one. So the first one you would count was from Yerushalayim to Yavna. So you've lost two. Yeah, and the one it went to Usha, from Yavna to Usha, and Usha to Yavna, you also get rid of that, so you lost two. Why is that? Well, yeah, hey, but that would answer your questions. He is arguing, right?
No, but I'm saying, is Yerushalayim considered to be what? So in the base of Mikdash, we proceed to one, two.
Right, but your question was, this doesn't seem to be corresponding. So maybe.
No, but
yeah. I'm fine.
Shrina is a much more fine.
Okay. So Rebbe. Okay. So now, anyway, let's prove it. Let's prove this six. Ki shoch. Shoch is lashon, I think, like mishtachavet, to bend down, to bow. Yoishvi morom. The high ones are going to be bow down. The village or high village is going to be yashvilen. It's going to be thrown down. Yashvila ad oretz. It's going to be thrown down until the oretz. Yagia, yagiena ad offer, and it's going to go down to the ground. So now let's just go back and just, after you translated it, yeah, basically there's six lashonos of down, there's six downers over here. So here, let's go back. I'm just going to really, key shoch is number one, right? And then the next one is yashpilena is number two. Yeah, yashpila is number three. Ad oretz is number four. Yagiena is five. And ad offer is six. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Misham Asidim Ligoel, and in the future the redemption is going to come from there. Shenema Hisnari Offer Kumi Shavi. Right, so you should shake yourself off from the dust, because we saw that was the last, right, the last stop was the dust. Right, number six was Ad Offer. Shake yourself off the dust. Kumi, get up, Shavi, and come back to Yerushalayim.